Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Hello, 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 folks. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're taking the time to stop on by the corner and hang with us for a while. Once again, we have a couple of interesting guests for you today. The first guest is Eldridge Mark. He is a marketing and promotion specialist. Besides advising a business on how to increase their bottom line profits, he is the ultimate hookup man. We will learn more about what he does in a few minutes. We also have a young woman who is an inventor. She has invented a tool that allows women who wear weaves to remove the same without damaging their natural hair, a very ingenious thought that are beginning to pay dividends for this entrepreneur. We will have her on a pre-taped telephone interview. Before we bring on our first guest, let's hear a cut from our selected CD. The CD is entitled Secrets by tenor sax player Marin Meadows. We will start out with the title track and come back with our first guest after that. Here is Secrets by Marin Meadows. by Mary Meadows. H.C. of A is pleased to introduce you to Eldridge Martin as our first guest of the day. Hey, Eldridge, how are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Happen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I think we got a couple of callers that's kind of been waiting patiently for you to come on in, but I'm going to try to bring them in so they can introduce themselves and say hello to you. First call is from 314-724-3902. You want to announce yourself, sir?
Yo, peace and blessings. This is Firewater Red Star, the Rider Movement, straight out of St. Louis. What's going on?
Oh, no.
Peace and blessings, brother. Peace and blessings.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, I just had to call in, man, and, you know, just tune in and turn up with you, man. We know how you represent. You always showing us love. So, you know, we support those who support us, man, and we just wanted to let the people know, you know, that you got people out here that support you 100%.
I appreciate it, brother. You know something, Mr. Happen? This is one of the guys right here that I very first started with about, what, 5-6 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's a very talented artist. He's a tattoo guy. He has a tattoo shop in Milwaukee. Is that right?
That's right, sir. I'm sitting in it right now on Astor and Juno. I heard that I'm listening. Said the host from Milwaukee, from 13th and Juno.
That's exactly right, dude. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Well,
we're in 1978. So yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to send me a line, man. Let me know about you.
Okay, for sure, man. I was born here. I've been in St. Louis about 20-plus years, but I'm back. We opening a shop, Forbidden Ink, on Astor and Juno, and it's just, you know, symbols and signs for conscious minds, man. As soon as I could just let me know I was in the right place at the right time.
All right. We'll be talking to you. I'm going to bring in another call, okay? I'm going to put
all
you
right
on mute now.
Peace and blessings.
All right, thanks. Okay, I'm for caller 937-751-6151. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Hey, this is Dr. Sinclair calling in. Just want to show some love to my man Eldridge Mart. Definitely been supporting us at Black Wall Street 2.0. We just wanted to call in and show some love.
All right. Thank you, sir. Eldridge?
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to get in. Go ahead.
As Jonathan?
Yes, that's Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan, how you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Mr. Happen, it's Jonathan is I believe one of the presidents over and board members over at Black Wall Street 2.0 that I got a chance to be a part of, and we were reaching out to black-owned businesses in the community and try to get them funding and stuff like that, where you know the black dollar can stay within the black community as well. You know,
all right? Yeah, man after my own heart. Well, thanks for calling. We're going to put you on mute here so we can get on with these questions of our guest here, okay?
All right.
All right, Eldridge. You are originally from New Orleans. What prompted your move to Dallas, to the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Actually, I was born in Houma, Louisiana. Well, most, you know, people call it's Houma, H-O-U-M-A. That's probably about 45 minutes right outside of New Orleans, from Baton Rouge. I came to Dallas, I believe it was about 1991, and I made a move from there because, you know, I was just, you know, beginning to start my life, branch out and do different things. And I had a chance to come out here. I had a sister who had been out here for a while. And so I took it up, you know, stepped out on faith, took a chance and came out this way and, you know, started living.
Are you a family man?
Yes, I'm a family man. I have, amazing, I have 7 beautiful daughters. Yeah, from the ages of 8 to 23. And, you know, I'm not married yet, but, you know, hopefully one day soon, you know, that's going to happen when God says time is time, you know.
Now, how do you find your new home differs from New Orleans, and is it conducive area for running your business?
It's different because there's a lot of opportunities out here. There's a lot of more ground to cover, and a lot of, you see, well, Dallas right now is in the top three or top five, if I'm not mistaken, for starting a business. So right now I'm like, well, you know, I came to the right place at the right time, and, you know, I'm pushing forward, you know, and I'm learning something new every day as far as, you know, within the business. And because the business is, you know, in this line of work is very unpredictable.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, that's true. Well, and when and how did you get into the marketing and promotions field?
Oh, man, that was, I would say, you know, to be honest, you know, I like keeping things honest. You know, everybody has a past life, you know what I'm saying? We all make mistakes. And I made a couple of, you know, bad decision choices in my time, in my younger age. And I was like, why should I take all my time strategizing and plotting to do stuff the wrong way when I can go and turn it to something positive and do it the positive way and do it, you know, legally? And that's what I did, because I got tired of, you know, looking over my shoulders, or, you know what I'm saying, worried about this and worried about that. And I said, well, let me put forward something positive. And I started doing that by just promoting local people in the area, in Dallas, North Dallas, and reaching out to people that I knew as growing up as a kid that had their own professional business and stuff like that going. And I started promoting them for free. And I told them, if you see any kind of improvement in your company after a certain period of time of me promoting me, then you can hire me. And then that went on, and they seen a change in their business, and, you know, and then that's where I went on from there.
Oh, okay. Well, why was this particular field so attractive to you?
Because I have always been kind of in the entertainment business, and I used to, you know, back in the day, used to rap with a group. I used to, you know, when people were back in the day dancing, what they call it, break dancing and stuff like that, you know, different event centers, camp shows, and during the summertime I used to go to and get involved in a lot of stuff. And I was like, well, it's kind of like a passion for me. So I kind of stuck with it and started the entertainment thing. And from there, here I am.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you get into hosting a radio site?
Wow. Well, I started off back, it's been, I say, about 5 years ago. I was offered a position with WRN Radio out of Philadelphia. And I was the marketing director for that, you know, internet show called the Just Wake Up Morning Show. And they noticed the talent that I had as far as marketing, and so they hired me. And, you know, I stayed with them for about a year. And then I went on to, well, I ought to try to get my own radio. And that's when I reached out to a couple of people and started my own radio. And got with a franchise company. And I was like, well, the radio thing is for me. So I'm trying it. I'm pulling out the little kinks and everything right now. But, you know, I got some things coming real big with the radio.
Okay, okay. Well, we got another caller in from 313-610-0095. You want to introduce yourself?
Yes, how you doing? This is Kojo out of Detroit.
Oh,
with the social
Kojo.
Media, with the social media thing.
Kojo.
Kojo.
Well, I heard y'all missed me, so I'm back.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we're glad to have you back, Kojo. All right. Did you want to say something to Eldridge?
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear the big things going on. I have to run Eldridge down. I've been trying to hire him to help me out. But I see y'all got him, so that's good. Uh-huh. But, yeah, he's a great, great man. I so glad to have his acquaintance, you know, somebody to do what he do.
Mm-hmm.
So multi-talented, you know, to be able to market and don't forget sales. He can sell you in a minute now too. So you know, marketing short there. So.
Yeah, I know that firsthand. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Right. So I'm trying to hook up with you.
Hey.
I'm
still here. Hey, Kojo, I'm still here for you, man. You know, I'm trying to catch up with you. You were hard. I couldn't find you for about 2 months.
Well, yeah, I was in California, and that's why I was trying to contact you so you could help me out doing some things over there in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And we had an event with the Upward 100 African Women, and it was 100 women there from 100 different countries, and I needed some help. El, I was trying to call.
You. You got every email that I have.
Well, all right, Eldridge. I tell you what, John, now you know, give Kojo a call, because I'm going to have to put him on mute and go to this next caller, okay?
Okay. All right, good thing.
All right, we'll be talking to you, Kojo. All right, there's somebody on the line from 650-863-3491. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, this is Sam Enan from BOPSA. Good afternoon to everybody.
Oh, hey, Sam, it seems like a party here or something.
Mr. Sam.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Oh, doing fine.
Great, I'm doing better now. You called.
Yeah, I called to see what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
How you
so
doing?
What'd you say, Eldridge?
How you doing, Miss Sam?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm doing fine, thank you. You know, we're very pleased with what's happening, and we're moving forward on all of our projects. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm always here. I'm a proud, you know, sponsor and supporter of BOPSA.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate that.
We all. So we're all in collaboration with BOPSA and the great Sam Enan here. So Sam, I'm glad you called. I'm gonna go on with these questions. Did you hear Kojo?
Yeah. I was kind of shocked. It's amazing how far reach your sound goes. That's good
yeah.
thing. You know.
Yeah.
That's a good
All
thing.
All right, brother man.
Okay. The
thing
that I can do for you guys, you know, keep the support and keep the fight going. You guys appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right,
bye bye. All right, bye. All right, Eldridge, one more question. Do you plan on continuing, or are you at a crossroads as to which way you want to go at this time with your business?
I plan on to continue going in the direction that I'm going in, but I have to kind of change it up a little bit, because right now the way that the industry is, you know, you can't, I mean, with advertising and promotion, as well, you know, including radio, I mean, people are advertising and promoting just about on everything and with everything. I mean, you can ride down the street and see a sign, a car, a truck, something on a pole, a T-shirt, a hat, or something like that. And I'm trying to change it and go into still go in the same direction, but take a different route. I'm trying to create something different where, you know, I like to kind of stand out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the key things about advertising and promoting. You know, if you're going to be in that line of work, in that business, you have to be different. You can do the same. You can use the same method that everyone uses, but you have to be creative. You have to put your own spin to it. You have to, you know, do something or come up with an idea that's appealing, that catches their attention, their eye. Because once you're different, don't be afraid to do nothing different, you know, because once you're different, that's what makes people, you know, intrigued about what you're doing, because if it's something different, it's new to them, so they're going to want to find out more about it. They want to see what makes it tick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you think of the competitive aspects of radio broadcasting? That is, which format do you actually bring in, or you think actually brings in and can produce results for advertising dollars spent?
Format of that right there is being able to reach out. Key thing is you got to be hands on these mm-hmm. days with. You know, people like to, you know what I'm saying, it some people say, you know, with modern technology today, you know, computer this, internet this, email me, text me, call me, you know, it's that nice old school be able to sit in front of someone and shake their hand, look them in the eye, and actually show, you know, your soul, your expression, you know, and then how, you know, how serious about, you know, what you're doing. Mm-hmm. What you want to do, put into it. And once mm-hmm. you can show a person, you know what I'm saying, how, that, like, you loving what you do, you know, mm-hmm. you can tell when someone they do, how passionate they are about it, you know.
Right.
And once you do that, that's right there, you know, make people want to, you know, hire you. It'll make people want to take your ideas, you know what I'm saying, your goals, your dreams, and, you know what I'm saying, put money into it or run their company or, right. you know what I'm saying, promote and advertise for them. You know, once they see how passionate you are about what you do and how good you are at what you do, hey, you know, that's basically all.
Okay. All right. Well, we got another call on the line from 626-536-4883. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey, how you doing, everybody? This is Manny from L.A. over here.
All here right.
To give out.
Oh, Manny.
How you doing, Al?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for calling, man.
No, not at all, brother. You know, we do it. We're just going to be pushing along, getting everything out there. You're doing a great job on it, bro. Sounds good.
Thank you. Mr. Otis, Mr. Manny is, Mr. Manny, instead of me, Mr. Manny, why don't you tell everyone who you are?
All right. No, my name is Manuel Chavez. We're out here in L.A. You know, we hooked up with Eldridge about maybe a couple of years ago. We've been working together to, you know, get some things ironed out. Big things coming our way. I'll let him, you know, bring it to you guys first, though. So I'll let him tell you about it later. But we got a new energy drink coming out. You know, it's a healthier product. You know, we came and added some really good things to it now. So it'll be coming out very shortly, and it's going to be Power X. So if you guys be looking for it in the near future, you're going to love it.
We will do that.
That's about it.
Right.
So we're going to be working with Eldridge, though, a lot. You know, I mean, he has a lot of things going on. He knows a lot of people, and like I said, he talks from the heart. When you meet somebody, I think that's what corporations got away from. You know, they don't have that anymore. They're just like, hey, everything's like, talk to this person. Everything's automatic, actually. You know, you press a button, speak too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how
yeah.
it goes. But
yeah.
but now,
yeah.
like you said, I think he has the right attitude. He has the right concept. I think everybody that hooks up with him is going to do really well.
Okay. All right. We're getting that impression.
Yeah.
All
good,
right.
Good.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on mute here so we can move on.
All right. Take care. So you take care now. All right. Talk
All
to
right.
you guys soon. Bye.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, brother man. We're going to take a break here and do a little business, and then we'll play another song and come back to you, okay, Eldridge?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Huh? Oh, okay. I thought you said something. Okay. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This program is brought to you by Ham's Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at http://hcofa.net, where you will also find out order my latest book entitled The Episodic Thoughts of Ham. It's a compilation of my blogs and articles from 1999 through 2014 with other surprises. The Episodic Thoughts of Hemp is available worldwide in paperback and ebook formats at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and the United Kingdom's iAuthor book site at www.iauthor.uk.com. For you Apple users, you can also, the book is available in an iPad, iPhone, phone format at your Apple Internet distributors. You can also find my blogs on a regular basis at katararhythm.wordpress.com. Katara Rhythm is one word, katararhythm.wordpress.com. All right, this show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon, all original AO brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his latest CD entitled Chapter 34. He has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters AO capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirt come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with a hoodie and the same all-original lettering across the chest, displaying the big AO for you. You can go to his site at http, one word, blackbizness.net, that's blackbizness.net, for the full details. I got mine. Order yours today. Meanwhile, we'll take a song break here with another cut from Marion Meadows' Secret CD and come back afterwards with, I guess, Eldridge Mart. Marion simply calls this one Playtime. Marion Meadows.
To the end of the day, try to play, man, until we all fell out. We always find ways to open up our minds. Had them running away, far away. Remember what I'm talking about. We could be anything we wanted to be, and it wasn't a dream, cause it seemed.
Forever I can fly.
All right, we're back. Eldridge, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Eldridge. All right, good. You know, I'd asked you a question before the break, and it had to do with the competitive aspects of radio broadcasting. And what I'm actually getting at here is I've heard some of the stations on Hort Radio. For those of you who do not know, they have one in almost every major city in the States. So the question is, how do you generate income from hosting such a radio station?
Well, my high radio is basically, you know, like as you said, in every city in every state in the United States, and each area, you know, each city has their, you know, local artists and talent companies, you know, businesses going on, and you excuse me. You're really showing, each city is really showing support to their to their state, to their area, and as advertising, marketing, and radio spins of artists, and also, you know, as you know firsthand, you know, talk show slots, radio shots, you know, that covers, you know, a large area to get around. I mean, the broadcast in, like internet, everyone says, you know. Look at it this way. If you have a regular radio station in a city, that broadcast only goes so far. Mm-hmm. And when you got an AM, FM band, you know, radio station, but internet radio is global, you know. Mm-hmm. You can be in even those AM, FM band radio stations, they're even now going to the internet where you can go to the internet and listen to their station. So, My Hot Radio is just like, you know, blog, talk radio, you know. There are two, you know, very unique radio outlets that you can use. And like I have people in Canada, I have people in the UK, I have someone in Japan, you know, that Jamaica, even Africa, that, you know, actually just sit there. Phone or the TV, a computer, and listen to, you know, music that I play.
Okay. Or
artists have, you know, or they find out about a company, you know what I'm saying, here in the United States that can help them over in their country.
Okay,
and,
so you do play it some type of advertisement during the musical play is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that was the general question, because I know I've heard it where it goes on and on and on, and I didn't hear a break, but maybe I didn't listen long enough to some of it. So, not particularly your station; these are other stations that I was concerned with.
Yep.
And I guess there's a page where you actually go to link up with a station like Hot Radio, and people can advertise on that page.
Yes. You can go to My Radio. Hot.com, or you can go to like for any city that you're in, like say if you're in Dallas, it's Dallas Hot Radio or DFW Hot Radio. You can go to if you're in Cincinnati, you can go to Cincinnati Hot Radio, you know, and that's hot with two T's. And,
I see. Right.
And you go directly to that website of that station.
Okay. Well, tell me, what are some of the promotions you have completed or are currently working on? Some that you could talk to us about.
Well, for one, Mr. Manning, who called, he's one of the CEOs for the energy drink that actually beat Red Bull in a taste test, a blindfold taste contest in Vegas. And we're working on that. I have Dr. Ken Mass, who has a book called it's like a modern day Black James Bond, and he also has a game app that called Tic Tac Mo. It's like Tic Tac Toe, but three people can, and you know, you can play with people, you know, from different areas, and you know, and it's on Google Google Store. You know, it's for iPads, iPhones, and Androids. There's also a couple of books. Let's see. A lady out of Cincinnati, Miss Nicole, she has a book out that we're sitting now talking about promotion, advertising her book. You know, I just did signed a contract with the late, great, legendary Miss Melba Moore of being the marketing director for her label, Melba Moore Inc. We have a lot of in store coming from Miss Moore, beautiful lady. Talented, you know, one of the ladies that, you know, has, you know, been in the industry for a long, long time. And, you know, it's time that she, you know, gets the credit and everything that she deserves. Because she's, you know, what, four-time Grammy nominations. She 12 albums. Or she has a Tony. You know, great, great, great talent. Beautiful woman, you know, lady. And, I'm very proud to even have a chance to even work with her. There's a couple other things coming out, you know. Artists, I used to, well, manage, but now I'm still handling promotion and advertising for artists from UGK Records, you know, homeboy of mine from Louisiana. We kind of grew up together. I was just manager, and he, you know, he's out of the scene. He, you know, he's out of the picture for a minute right now. He's on vacation, but he'll be back soon. You know, God save the saint. Vicious, you know, he was someone who'd been caught up in wrongfully accused about something, you know, with the parties. You know how that is today. You know, we don't go all in. So that's a lot of other things that's coming up I'm not allowed to speak on, but, you know, and then I have, you know, working with you, Bossa, Black Box, the Bossa that I'm still working on having to come to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, spoke with Miss Lisa Ray's manager, you know, we're putting something together with that real soon. It's a lot of things. You know, coming up, you know, for the near future, especially for 2016.
Okay. Is there a lot of competition for celebrity investment these days?
Oh, yes. It's a lot of competition. Celebrity investment, you say?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, because celebrities today, you know, is basically on. It's not about your degree really can't get you in the door anymore. You know, when it comes to celebrity investments and working with celebrities, you know, your degree really doesn't. You can have a degree, and you know, and then Mike or Tom or maybe Tyrone over here, you know, can be the cousin or best friend of a friend, and you know, they're gonna go there first. You know, it's basically upon who you know. It's not what you know anymore.
Right, of course. And that sort of leads me into the next question. Would you say one's reputation is a help in negotiating with clients and media sources?
Yes, yes, greatly. Because one guy that I met, a gentleman that I met, an older gentleman that I met about 8 years ago, asked me a question. I just got on to... it wasn't LinkedIn. It was called something else. Everybody was involved. I forgot the name of it, but it was something similar to LinkedIn. And I got on there, put my page together, and was working it. He sent me a message and he asked me. He said, "Well, I want to see how maybe you can help me and my company." You know, this first one of the first people who ever reached out to me, and. So I just did it, you know. He told me what was going on, and I gave him some advice. And I haven't heard from that guy in, like, I'd say about 4 to 6 months. And then one day he up and sent me a message and said, "Well," he said, "I took your advice." And he said, "Guess what? My company is still running better than what it was when before I talked to you." And he said, "Well, I'm going to turn you on to some people, And that's where I got into like more of the Fortune 400, meeting people mm-hmm. like that. I wasn't just things with managers or presidents or, you know what I'm saying, assistant managers and stuff like that. I was actually speaking to the CEOs and the founders of businesses. That's what basically okay. I have a professional network over 15 million.
Okay. All right. Speaking of the same, what are some of the media venues that produce the most bangs for an advertising buck?
Say that again. I couldn't quite hear you.
What are some of the media venues that produce the most bang for an advertising buck?
As media venues, such as, you know, social media with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say LinkedIn is a very powerful tool, or access right there. Because you're not, I mean, Twitter does it, you know, everyone loves the Instagram with the pictures and stuff like that. That's more of, I'm not trying to take nothing from them, but, you know, you kind of find a lot of child's play and, you know, stuff with the Facebook and stuff like that. But it helps, you know, if you can keep certain things out and certain things in and mm-hmm. keep it on a level because, you know, Facebook was started off for a college student and then it turned into what it is now. And but as far as that LinkedIn, I would say it will be the best one, you know, as far as the buck putting your money mm-hmm. into.
Okay. All right. I'm not so sure. You know, my memory is bad as it is, but there's a caller from 347-695-5695. Caller, can you introduce yourself or have you been on before? Hello? Caller from 347?
Hey, hello?
Yeah. Can you introduce yourself or have you been on before?
No, this is my first time. This is Patrick from New York.
I
represent Coronation Music. What's going on, bro? Yeah,
hey,
I'm coming from New York City. What's going on, bro? How's everything?
Trying to hang in there, man. Trying to do it, you know, do my thing.
Definitely, definitely. I'm calling, you know, showing some support for Eldridge. You know, he's a good dude, you know. Yeah, you know, me and him, we had linked up like over a year and a half now. And
right.
We've been working with each other. So, you know, he definitely gave me some links with some people that's strong in the business. And, you know, so from that point on, I started off my independent label. And, you know, it's a good look. So I would definitely like to, you know, give him a shout out and let him know that, yo, he's a good dude and he's a good guy. And then, you know, he's in the business strong, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that. How's things going up there?
Yeah, everything is good, man. Everything good. We rolling. You know, I have three artists that we're working with right now. You know Tony Blunt from New York, from Westbury, New York. You know, he's holding it down. We working with him. And we also have two other artists that's based out in Florida, in Melbourne, Florida. One called G Swift and the next one called Cal De Niro. And they got also a group called Graffiti Click that we're working on right now. So, you know, we're definitely doing marketing with them, and we're definitely trying to put them out there so they could be heard. You know, they got some great music out there that's fire. And, you know, we got to introduce them to the world. So that's what we're on right now. That's what we're doing.
Okay. You know I'm here for you, man.
No doubt. Absolutely, bro. We got to get up, man. We got to get up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. All right. Definitely. I thank you, caller, and I appreciate you calling and really appreciate you being patient because I saw your number there for a while and I'm going through
Absolutely.
My mind going, yeah, so thank you. And,
Absolutely.
I'm glad you
Absolutely.
Got in and talked to Eldridge.
No doubt. Shout out to El. Yo, big up to the whole 4Nation family, 4Nation Music Group, Tony Blunt, shout you out, Cal De Niro, G Swift, the whole family, the whole Graffiti Click. One love, y'all.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Take it easy, then.
All right, bye.
All right. We were talking about the media venues, and I wanted to ask this question specifically. What is your view of Facebook advertising at the present?
Facebook advertising is cool, you know. It's not as it's cool. It's not as exciting as it was when you're like a kid when they first get a toy, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know everybody's on Facebook, and you know it's like everybody's there, but everybody's there sometimes for the wrong reason. You know, I think, you know, Facebook is just, it's a nice place to advertise on. I still do it. I'm not, you know, taking nothing from it, but, you know, I'm just giving my honest opinion about it. You know, it's good to still advertise on. I mean, it can get the job done, but if you want to go past, you know what I'm saying, if you want to take it to another level, Facebook ain't going to do it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That's fair enough. What are some of the pitfalls in marketing promotions that you would advise a person that may be interested in the field to avoid if they could?
Oh, man. Well, avoid when advertising. See, you can easily get caught up into advertising and promoting for someone or a company, and It's very easy to be advertising and promoting someone. You can be doing it and not even notice that you're doing it, you know, by even just, like right now on the radio, just saying someone's name or something. I'm giving them exposure advertisement right there for free, you know. And it's very easy to advertise and promote and not know that you're doing it. You better have to. Very aware of what you do, what you say, what you wear. You can, for instance, sign with a company today, and just go to the store. I mean, just get dressed the next day and wear a shirt that your wife or your someone bought you and with something on it, and just by you signing with working for a company or signed to a label or something, you're advertising for someone easily, you know, just by what you wear. And you know, just be careful what you do, who you work with. You know, pay attention to the people that you're with. Everybody says this one key thing that I've learned. Everybody says, make sure that you know you have it in black and white. Have your contracts and stuff together. Read your contract word for word. You know, but in today's society, you know, those contracts are good. It's good. That's the right thing to do. Have it in black and white and contract. But, you know, by the time you finish dealing with your contract, you can be a person doesn't have to, okay, put it like this. A person doesn't have to stand up to a contract, you know, if they don't stand up to it, you take them to court. By the time you get in the court and get it settled, they could have been made money before they didn't put a halt to the whole project or anything like that just by you. You know, to start advertising for them when you sign your contract, you know, and start advertising, promoting the contract, and then they just say they don't pay you right on time or pay you when they say they're going to pay you or give you what you have put in, the work you've done, you know, then you take them to court, something like that. By the time you get into court and stuff like that, they'd have been made so much money off of you just by you advertising and promoting. So just be careful about who you work with, who you deal with, what you advertise, what you promote, because it's very easy to get sucked in where, you know what I'm saying, you end up probably just doing it for free sometime.
Okay. All right. Very good. And on the flip side, the rewards of it?
All the rewards of it is you will always need advertisement with no matter what level of the industry you're in, what type of business you're working or you're doing, you know, what direction you're going as far as entertainment, that's just labor, you know, corporate, any kind of level of anything that can be marketed, anything that, you know what I'm saying, that has a need, people have a need for, You know what I'm saying? They're going to always need advertising and promotion. That's just like a barbershop, like people with hair. You're going to always need a barbershop.
Yeah, I hear you, I hear you. Well, are there any issues you want to mention that I may not have brought up during this interview?
Oh, this, you know, in the game, in this industry, you know, it's a real tricky game in the industry. I would like to have everyone know that, you know, when you into this type of stuff, especially marketing, promoting, advertisement, radio, you know, you can easily, you know, you have to put it like this. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, a leader have to follow to become a great leader, you know?
Interesting. Yeah. I can see what you're saying. In other words, it's almost like saying sometimes you got to listen instead of talk.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Patient. Have faith. Just be patient. You know, stop trying to make things happen yourself and just sit back and just let it work out itself. You know, give it to God. Live and let God. You know, and you know, time don't wait on no one. I believe we talked about this earlier. Time don't wait on no one. You know, it keeps going ticking. So just sit back and just let time go ahead. You know, to be a better leader or to be the best at whatever it is you want to do. Sometimes you may have to follow to be a better leader. You know, you can be greater than the person that you're following. You can be smarter than the person that you're following. You can have more money than the person that you're following. But, you know what I'm saying, today, you know, a newborn baby could come in this world and he could show this whole world something that nobody even realized was going on. So be better at what you do. So just sit back, listen. Be, you know, be slow to talk and quick to listen, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, Brother Eldridge, would you provide your contact information for our listeners?
Yes, you can reach me at eldridgemart09@live.com. That's ELDRIDGEMART 09 LIVE.com or LMART, ELMART 09 at Yahoo or LMART 09@gmail.com, and phone number is 469-416-2558, Dallas, Texas, North Dallas, Texas, United States, even, you know, we're working on international, got people out internationally that I'm working with now too. I'm really trying to, you know, hit that equator, you know, and come all the way around, you know?
Well, I've enjoyed you today, and I'm sure we're going to have you on again because, as you say, we're all in collaboration with each other here, especially you and Sam Enion and myself, Sam from Boston.
Yes,
so we will be doing hopefully some big things here. Not hopefully, we will be doing some big things here, and especially going to jump off in 2016. What do you think?
Yes, sir. We will be doing some big things, and I just can't wait, you know. I'm being patient with it right now. Just taking it a time, and by doing that, I realize you probably realize as well, because I believe we discussed this earlier, that, you know, by trying to force something to happen, it's just not going to happen until it's time to happen. You know,
that's right.
So we just let everything, just like right now, you know, we were trying to get things done, but look how it turned around and came back around. You know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I want to thank you, Eldridge Mart, and as I said, we'll keep in touch, and obviously if something come up, let me know, and you can always come on this show and you know, tell us about your latest deal, and we'll certainly help you promote it, okay?
Yes, sir. Same here for you, sir. Thank you, everybody,
for
calling. God bless.
All right. Take it easy. That was Eldridge Mart, and we will... get on to our featured CD here. It's Marion Meadows with a CD entitled Secrets. This cut is called Flirt. The man can make that tenor sax jump. Flirt, Marion Meadows. right, all right. We're back. Now we will bring on Madam C.J. Walker, our inventor of the Hook Me Up tool. She has a full-time job, which prevents her from being with us live, so we chose to conduct a telephone taped interview. We could not pass up such an important interview with someone who has so much to offer the black hair care industry. Without further ado, here's the interview in its entirety. Madam C.J. Walker.
All right, we're live. We're talking to Madam C.J. today, and we just want to see what's up with her and her tools. So how are you doing, Madam C.J.?
I am great. Thank you for allowing me this platform to showcase my product. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Can you tell us a little bit about what you currently do for a living?
Yes. I'm a government worker. I've been working for the state of New Jersey for approximately 15 years, so I have no experience in hair at all. I'm not a hairstylist. I'm just a professional woman who likes to go weave. That's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. So, how does it feel to be living and working between two fields of expertise, so to speak?
It's very exhausting. It's like going to college all over again, basically. I had to learn this whole field from the bottom up. So, it's just been very stressful, but at the same time, I wouldn't change anything about it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you're happy in what you're doing. So, as long as you stay busy at doing both fields, it sounds like that you got your foot on the pulse of what you need to be doing at the moment.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
Okay. Well, I understand you had a personal interest in the cosmetology field as a consumer of Aziz. And tell us what led up to the invention of the Hook Me Up tool?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Basically, you know, I would go get a weave. It would take me several hours to get a weave. It was expensive. It was a long, you know, tedious process. But the problem came when I needed to take my own weave out on my own. So, in order to save money, I didn't want to go get it taken out at the salon. And also, you know, if just having privacy, I didn't want to go to the salon, have them take my hair out. Your hair has, you know, been under a weave for several months, so it's not in the best condition. So I just rather do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, I realized that the hair that I was trying to preserve, my natural hair, I was damaging it by using a seam ripper and scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up cutting a lot of my natural hair and hurting my own scalp and fingers. So
mm-hmm.
with that, I just started trying to figure out a way I can combine the tools that I did use, the scissors, the seam ripper, and the rat tooth comb, and I came up with a 3-in-1
mm-hmm.
tool called the Hook Me Up.
Mm-hmm. So how are you marketing it today?
Well, it's still in its infancy stages. I just received my patent last year,
mm-hmm.
and then I found a manufacturer in December, and then that whole process took a while to have an injection mold completed. That's a long process, getting the molds completed.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, it just became available on the market 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow, that's great. That is great. That's great. So, do you have a website or somewhere you going to put it up, or are you just still trying to feel your way out?
I do. I have. It's called thehookmeup.org. I'm on Instagram. We do a lot of promoting on Instagram. That seems to be the place to be right now as far as advertisement is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so than Facebook. Usually Facebook was the most popular place, but Instagram has seemed to have came up with better ways of advertisement because of, you know, the pictures and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a lot of interest from Instagram. Also, I was on the news in February, so I still have a lot of people interested from that news.
Okay. What news was that? The source of the media?
It was Fox Philly News.
Oh, okay. Fox Philly, huh?
And it aired during Empire, so it was a lot of news. So
yeah.
it really helped build the name.
Oh, so you did, and that was my next question, is what kind of response, since you had said 3 weeks, but as you just said, I would imagine there was a lot of interest that was generated from that Fox Philly news.
It actually was a lot of feedback from even out of the country, Canada. I was very surprised by that, but because the product took so long to get to the market, going through the trial and error of the marketing, the manufacturing process, but died down. A lot of it died down. So a lot of people that were interested, you know, they just totally forgot during that time. So I'm trying to get it back out there. I still have a lot of people who know me from the news, but now I'm basically starting all over again, trying to get my name back up there since so much time has passed since February of 2015.
Everybody's interested in what's the latest thing, and you could be, you know, selling boxes of cash there for a moment, but, you know, the big issue is that you got to stay out there. So, sounds like you know, you're doing the right thing, though. So, I mean, given the timing that you have.
I'm trying to do my best. I mean, you know, as a full-time employee, I don't really have enough time a day to focus so much time on this actual invention because my job, my profession is the sponsor of all this. So I have to put in what I need to put in order to maintain my career.
Yeah, I understand. Let me see, you have a degree from Rutgers, and is it a master's from Philly?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So what is your take on the big consumer question in the black hair care industry? And that question would be the Korean attempt to dominate the African American.
You know, it's funny because I had did some research on this a couple of years ago when I wanted to own my own beauty salon.
Green saver with the hats on it, the white house.
I happened to come across Boxer, and before that, I never knew that the Koreans monopolized this, you know, this hair field. It didn't register to me until I actually started reading up on Boxer and watched their videos on YouTube, and then, you know, it all came to me. So now, having this product out, like, I'm terrified to, you know, even go to a beauty salon store and ask them if they want to sell my product because I don't want it to be stolen.
There's
a lot of fear behind it.
Yeah, right. But at least I think you hooked up with the right organization in Boxer because they tend to, at least you get it out to the people who need to know about it. And but I can understand the apprehension because the Koreans, I mean, you know, there's no denying they're tough and they try to blanket the market, but they make, I mean, Boxer and other organizations are making inroads.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
They do have a niche in this area, and it's just ironic that they would know more about or have total control over our hair products.
Yeah, and as you said, I'm sure you saw the video and all that stuff, and just that how they got there is just amazing to me. So.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times it's hard to penetrate, you know, that because people don't want to try nothing new. They want to go to the places that they've been, you know, going to for years. They got to face.
And of course, there's always the economic issue involved, too. You know, how much is it? I think a lot of times, or would you agree that a lot of times some people will tend to look for the economic, I guess you could say, a lesser economic expense, so to speak, rather than the benefits of the product that they're actually trying.
And I agree with you on that, because if anybody else, you know, were to try and sell something for a higher price because it was harder for them to get that product in their store due to the, you know, the whole blackballing of certain people, people rather go for the cheaper price, and then they think it's like some kind of conspiracy that we may have to charge more. They don't understand the backstory to why it would have, you would have to try, you know, you know, pay more money or advertise it for more money. They don't understand that deeply about it, so they're just going to go with the cheaper price.
Well, I'll tell you my take on it, and I've been around quite a while because I remember having a small gifting at the shop a long time ago, and I wanted to band some people around or band people together and buy some records directly from the label. And first of all, you know, I had the old guys looking at me like, well, who is this young buck? You know. And then... but the idea was is that it's sort of a co-op idea. But I never could get people together to do it because of, you know, various reasons. But today, I think you would agree that the internet has sort of opened all that up to, there's a wealth of knowledge out there now.
There is. I definitely see that. And I also see that a lot of young professional hairstylists are starting to get their own hands on this money market because they're selling, you know, the human hair on their own, like their own suppliers now.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that was almost unheard of about like 4 or 5 years ago.
So it's a very interesting field, and you coming in with the knowledge and education and background that you have, I mean, would be welcome in it. I can tell you that. That's for sure.
Well, I appreciate it, but it is hard to talk, you know, when this is not my profession, this isn't my expertise. I'm basically probably in second grade right now based on this career because I'm not that far into it, and I don't understand it, but it is very interesting. And enlightening, you know, just doing the research behind why things are the way they are. Like, you never think about it until you actually have some kind of interest in it, actually, when it affects your pocket.
Exactly.
You really pay attention.
Exactly. No, but the thing I'm mentioning here is that it sounds like that you got the enthusiasm for the program, and obviously you had something in mind in order to make it easier for people to deal with these, and you come up with a product that's really needed. So, hey, we need you out here, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, and I do hope that, you know, it blows up from this point and I start to get, you know, a lot more sales from it. I do have other ideas I would like to bring to the market. However, this is a very costly process.
So, and time and money, huh?
It is a very expensive process. I never knew, you know, having an idea, bringing it to market costs as much as, it costs more than probably my 4 years of going to Rutgers. Without a student loan, I had
to
out of my pocket.
Oh, boy, yeah. You got to be passionate about your idea to come out your pocket for it. So.
That's true.
Well, what is your idea of hope for your invention, and any idea of a time frame for achieving your goals?
I really want it to be like a household name. I want people to go out and buy, instead of using a seam ripper, instead of using scissors, I want them to know that there is an actual tool for hair weave removal. And instead of, you know, if you pay $500 to get the hair done, you can spend, you know, $24 to make sure that it's taken out in a safe way. That, you know, you're going to take it out, you're not going to cut your own hair, you're not going to harm your own self. And it's going to be quicker and more efficient. I will hope that this name, rings bells and that people, this is the first thing they grab when they go to take their hair out.
And so what are your long-term future goals in this industry? I think you pretty well covered, but we'll ask you to sort of repeat it.
Well, I would like to be able to recoup some of the money that I put out. That way I start on another invention that is also relating to hair dread.
Mm-hmm.
So once I'm able to, you know, recoup some money, I would like to start on that project next and hopefully just have a name as far as having tools, you know, to make everybody else's experience with their hair a little bit easier.
Well, let me ask you another subject here, or maybe, I don't know, something maybe you've thought about or not, but let me just ask the question anyway. Have you ever thought about taking on partners?
You know, I have thought about it. I was really trying to do it on my own, but I, you know, if somebody proposes a nice deal for me, I'm definitely going to consider it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had the opportunity as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not close to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always say partnership is like getting married, so, you know, you got to. that's a relationship that you continually nurturing every day. So it's not like, you know, especially when you're dealing with somebody's money, but you never know. You know, there's a podcast that'll be generated from your appearance on this show, and I do a lot of advertisement on social network as well. So you will have something. I'll send you the link for that. So you'll have something to work with. And as I said, your best, I don't think one of your best moves is getting in touch with Boxer, because they have a network of people who are definitely, you know, a large network of people who are definitely looking for that type of tool. And, yeah, keep in touch with Sam because he's always, and he's the one that actually told me about you, and I work closely with him and always bring people on that, and obviously we're just, bottom line is, we're, as they say, we're trying to connect the dots in our communities.
And you know what, I appreciate that because he is a wealth of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very resourceful, and I do appreciate him introducing me to you.
Okay.
This opportunity. I am very grateful for it.
Oh, no problem. Well, I've covered a couple of questions here. I just wanted to ask to make sure I've covered everything that you might want to bring up. I mean, this is a time for you to sell yourself as well as your product. So is there something that I might have missed, you know, a question that you want to put out there?
No, actually, I think we covered it all, but I also would like to say that the occupational hazard with hairdressers that I noticed is that they have carpal tunnel and lot from using scissors, per tool that they use. And this tool will help alleviate that issue because it's not a scissor, it's a handheld tool, and it really alleviates that pain, the stress on the hand.
Yeah, and I can go ahead and use those pictures of the tool you sent me, right, on the poster and stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll see that, and I'll send you a copy of it and all that stuff. And let's do this. Let's say maybe next year sometime we can have you back and we'll see, get your updated progress.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. I want you to give us your contact information again, where somebody can actually contact you by email or phone or whatever you want to give that might have questions about this.
It's the hookmeup@yahoo.com is my email, and the hookmeup.org is our website, and we're also on IG on Instagram.
Okay, so you look up the hookmeup on Facebook, and you can find it that way, then.
That's correct. And if you Google hashtag the hookmeup, all links will come together. Even our video on YouTube will come up from hashtag the hookmeup.
Well, great. Can you send me a link to that video? Yeah, I would appreciate it. Well, I enjoyed having you, Ms. Gardner. So, let me ask, just so we can get it on record, what was the reason for, I guess you've taken on a name here that because of a person that you might want to honor?
Oh, Madam
C.J. Yeah.
Yes, actually, you know, in school, she was one of the main people in Black history that really just sparked the interest, the first female millionaire. So from that point, I've always been in love with her story and her testimony, and I just wanted to give tribute since my name is CJ, it's Carla Gardner, the J. Gardner, so found it fitting.
Oh, well, very good. Well, once again, as I said, and after repeating myself, I'm so glad to have you on the show, and to meet you, even if it's long distance, I'm sure we'll talk again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. So how is it in New Jersey back there?
The weather is great.
Yeah.
Most time for sweat clothes, which is a good thing.
So you're getting prepared for the hog, are you?
I guess I am. I enjoy that weather.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
So you enjoy the change in the season?
I do.
Yeah.
That's about living in New Jersey.
Well, I can tell you that, just off the record, it ain't off the record because we're still alive, yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, we moved to California. Obviously, we moved for economic reasons, but I enjoy the change in the seasons, too. And, it still trips me out to see the sun shining and it's 80 degrees on Christmas Day. It just blows my mind sometimes, you know. But,
it's unnatural, right?
Exactly. You know, home is home, and what can you say? Yeah.
Very true.
Well, once again, glad to meet you, and I'm not going to hold you any longer. We'll talk again, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
All right, goodbye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was C.J. Gardner, not Walker, as I said before. You see why I had Walker on the mind, because she calls herself Madam C.J. after Madam C.J. Walker, but her name is Madam C.J. Gardner, okay? So now that we got that straight, I'm always correcting myself, but then you guys know who I am, a corrector. All right, let's play another song from my featured CD entitled Secrets. by Marion Meadows. He calls this one Here to Stay, Marion Meadows.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. We're back. Our show is also brought to you by BOPSA, which stands for Black Owned Beauty Supply Association. Their mission, connecting the black dots, consisting of 8 major connections. Number 1, consumers. Number 2, social media. Number 3, hair care product manufacturers and hair distributors. Number 4, barbershops. 5, salons, natural hair salons, braiding salons. 6, beauty supply stores. 7, traditional retail and online shopping. And finally, number 8, the black community. That is the 8 major connections when connecting the dots. Check out the details of BOPSA founder Sam Enan's latest concept, the Black Box Barber Caddies for Men. And entrepreneurs can get the full details on how to become an investor, distributor, salesperson, or wholesaler of the Black Box Caddy trio of machines. Specifically, the Black Box Barber Caddy with men's hair care products. There's the Black Box Beauty Supply with women hair care products, and the Black Box Natural Products, which addresses the natural black hairstyles that are becoming more popular today. The Black Box Trio are vendor machines that will expand your income potential and serve your customer base. Think inside the box. Go to www.bobsa.org, that's bopsa.org, for complete details, or visit www.theblackboxbarbercaddy.com, or simply call Sam Enan at 650-863-3491. Tell him Ham sent you. Our last song from the featured CD is called You Lift My Heart. It's something of an unusual sounding tune. Why? Because it has Charlie Carp on vocals. For those of you who don't know Charlie Carp, Jesus, said it again, Carp is an award-winning songwriter who has collaborated with the best, including Buddy Miles, Arthur Lee, and Jimi Hendrix. He does a good job here with the sound of Mary Meadows' tenor sax playing in the background. That's Charlie Carp, K-A-R-P. The song is called You Lift My Heart. Here you go, Mary Meadows. Thank you.
sometimes that I'm tough to be around. You give to me and ask little in return. It was hard for me to trust, but you made me love.
Most of you know I'm an author by trade. I just finished and sent to the publishers a book about my father. Stay tuned to hear more about that. It should be out and for sale by the first week in December, just in time for your Christmas shopping. Oh, I know. You don't want to think about Christmas right now. I mention that because Arthur House, the publisher of the book I wrote about my grandmother, is going to present my works at this year's Miami Book Fair International, happening November 20th through the 22nd at Miami's Dade College. The book, entitled Gracie Hall Hampton, The Arkansas Years, 1917 to 1953, is one of the works I am most proud of, although I think the book about my father will be just as compelling. The point is, I will be gearing up for a big rollout of the new book as well as the promotion of Gracie Hall Hampton. You can find out the details on my website at http://hcofa.net. Thank you for allowing me to promote works that I am so very proud of having created. You just don't know how putting those types of works out there make me feel at this time in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have went past our time, as always, because that's what I do best, go past my time. All right, so as always, we meet here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Cotis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have chat room capabilities here. You can even chat among yourself while you wait to ask our guest or myself a question. Okay. Since we always sprinkle our show with 5 to 6 musical cuts from our favorite artists, let us know your favorites and I will try to get them in. If there are any comments, you can post them right on the show's comment section. Please join us again this Saturday, October 3rd at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Pacific Standard Time, Eldridge. We are broadcasting Volume 5 of our Selections from My Collection show. We are going to play some of the music from the late greats of our time, a tribute to the passing of Wilton Felder, saxophone player from the Crusaders, who passed yesterday. We will play a little soul, a little jazz, and a little blues from the late great. So tune in for a special tribute. I was doing so well. Other than that, we will look for you at our regular show on October 14th at 1 p.m. Details of our guests and other specifics will be available on our website, including LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as the other social media. If you can't join us while we are live, you can always tune into our website and listen to the show at your leisure. Once again, I want to thank our guest, Eldridge Mark, from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and Madam C.J. Garner, that is, from Jesus Christ, from New Jersey. Anyway, she's been going to hook me up, too. For now, peace. Thank God for making it such a wonderful day and a more promising tomorrow. Good night. Take it easy. We'll catch you next time.